Or to continue with our short ideas, wanted to say a Torah about davening specifically for our ruchnius growth, davening for our success in our learning, in our midos, in our davening, our Rosh Hashanah, learning Shemin Tzchus, for Furshim, for Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah Ben Rivka, Pesoshcha, Yisrael, Soli Nishmas, my great-grandma's Yartzad is on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Sarbas Mordechai. There's a beautiful Torah from the Tefer Shlomo of Radomsk, the Radomsk Rebbe that I always like to think about when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. We're going to say tomorrow night, Zorchenu L'chaim, Melech Chavetz B'chaim, V'chasveinu B'seif, Arachayim, Manach, Elokim Chaim. Rabbon Hashem, remember us for life, the King who desires life, write us in the book for life, in order we could serve you with life. Says it to Tefer Shlomo, we're not just talking about physical life. Zorchenu L'chaim, Achayim means with chias, Achayim means with spirituality, with energy. We're not just davening for a life so we could fress away in our steaks, in our Netflix, in our Stanley Cup, and you have the NFL going here, and then you have the NHL and NBA. No, we want to show them. We want Zochein El Chaim, Melech Chavetz V'Chaim. We want a life filled with Ruchnius. We want a life filled with Hashras, Hashchina, in growth in our learning, and growth in our connection to you. My Rebbe, the Emre Baruch, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlibita, in his essay on when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he quotes a beautiful Torah from the Sefer Bina L'Itim, from Rav Yitzchak Weiss, Zatzal Hashem Yikom Domam, on that page 80 and 79. It says, we say in Tehillim 109, Pasuk Sadi Zayin, very famous, the Pasuk we say usually after a Siyum, Ma Ahavti Sorasecha Kol Hayom Sichasi. Parenthetically means, Chodesh Baruch Hu, how beloved is your Torah to me, my whole day, I'm speaking in it. And says the Sefer Bina L'Itim, we know that the Zohar tells us that anytime it says the word Hayom, Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. So now look back into the Pasuk. Ma ahavti sorasecha kol Hayom. Ma ahavti sorasecha kol Hayom. He's sichasi. Sichasi, you know the Gemara Brachas tells us on Taf Chav, sichasi is lashon sicha. He says, the Sefer Bina L'Itim, you want to know what you're davening on Rosh Hashanah? Ma ahavti sorasecha kol Hayom sichasi. Kol Hayom on Rosh Hashanah. He sichasi that I'm davening the Ma ahavti sorasecha. I'm davening that this year I should grow in my Mishnayos. I should grow in my Torah. I should grow in my connection to you, Rabbon Hashem. I should grow in my Ruchnius. So we have the Tefer Shlomo Zochein El Chaim, that not only Chodesh Baruch Hu should remember us for our physical life, but in remember us that our Ruchnius, we should be growing in our Ruchnius. And this is exactly what the Sefer Bina L'Itim says. Kol Hayom means Rosh Hashanah. On Hayom, I'm davening. On what Sichasi? I'm davening on Ma'ahavti Sorasecha. That I should grow in my Torah learning, and I should grow in my Yiddishkeit, my connection to you. And this is exactly that I saw in my Rebbe, Rav Lazer Gelzaler, Zatzal, in a little note, a little Kabbalah, that they found after his Patira. I'm pretty sure they found it when he was back in the Folsberg years. They found it inside one of his desks. And listen to this. He says right before Rosh Hashanah, Bli Neder, I take upon myself to learn 12 hours without interruption each day from 9:15 a.m. until 1:15, and then again from 3 to 6:45, and then from 8 to 12 in Erev Shabbos and during Ben Hizmanim, not less than 8 hours. And then he proceeds to list a daily regimen. And includes Tehillim, giving Stucker, going to the Mikvah, reviewing the weekly Parsha, Shnai Mikra, David with energy and Simcha. And the note ends with a written commitment to be happy always. Rosh Hashanah comes to us. We're not just thinking about our physical health. It's time to also think about our spiritual health. Like Rabbi Lazer used to always say, when the neshama is healthy, the body's healthy. When the Torah is healthy, the body's healthy. We should be zocheh bez Hashem to take these lessons that the Tefer Shlomo, the lesson of the Bnei Le'itim, the lesson of Rabbi Lazer, that Rosh Hashanah is a time to take stock, to take cheshbon nefesh, and to cry and dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam for our spiritual connection of Tavshin Pei Aleph, going closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And please God, Be'ez Hashem, when the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that we're not just davening for our physical health, but we're really putting in our efforts for our spirituality, for our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, He'll bless us with tremendous physical health, all the refus in Yeshua's, us and all of Klai Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, L'chasivik Sim Tov Good Ben Shir, our year of growth, and Yiddishkeit, and our Torah learning, and our mitzvos, and our connection, in a pimdimius, in a real, sincere, genuine way, Be'ez Hashem, wishing Emma, L'chasivik Sim Tov Good Ben Shir, Shkoich.